What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Ministry of the Body. And to those of you who are here for the first time, thank you so much for tuning in and joining me today. My name is Lux and welcome to the channel. So today we are on episode number 3 of Obstacles and Choices. And today we're going to be talking about obstacles. And as you've seen in the thumbnail, we are going to be talking about Lazarus. Now, Lazarus is the guy who was famous for dying and coming back to life all because of Jesus Christ. So Mary and Martha send a message to Jesus Christ to say, Jesus, listen, your friend Lazarus, your good friend Lazarus is sick and needs you to come and heal him. Now, when Jesus hears this message, he decides that he's going to stay another 2 days, all right? And then after 2 days, obviously, discernment is Jesus Christ. He knows all things. He's like, okay, disciples, let us go to Judea. We are going to wake up Lazarus. But Lazarus had died already. Lazarus has been dead. Now, the disciples are like, okay, why are we going if we're just going to go wake him up? And then Jesus ends up, you know, explaining to them that, no, look, listen, Lazarus is dead. All right, we are going to Mary and Martha right now because Lazarus has died. So let's go. So eventually they get there. And when they get there, now it has been 4 days. All right, now Jesus gets to Judea and Martha hears that Jesus is coming. So Martha goes and meets him outside. And then he says to Jesus, Jesus, if only you had arrived earlier, maybe Lazarus would have, you know, survived. You would have been able to heal him from his sickness. And then later on, when Mary comes out to meet Jesus at the grave, Mary says the same thing. Says, Jesus, if only you had came earlier, maybe Lazarus would have been saved. Now, first lesson of this video is that Jesus is never late. Jesus is never late. Jesus is always on time. We see it all the time in the Bible. There is not one place where we see Jesus was late for something or Jesus had to run somewhere. Run like a school child to a specific place because you got held back because of something or someone. Jesus is always on time. And in a situation where it seemed like Jesus came late because someone had died, because the situation had become worse, Mary and Martha say to Jesus that if only he had come here earlier, maybe Lazarus would have lived. Jesus accomplished every single thing that he had to do, healed the people that he had to heal, all on time. Do you know how much of the Holy Spirit you need to make sure that you meet every single person at that specific point, moment in time, perfectly, so that when you heal this person, there was another person who was watching that needed healing, and that person could touch the hem of Jesus' garment. But while the person's touching the hem of Jesus' garment, there's another person who is also now trying to get the healing power of Jesus Christ. God, Jesus had to make sure that he timed his traveling itinerary perfectly. Jesus is never late. He's always on time. Now, the reason why Mary and Martha may think that Jesus is late is because of how much worse the situation has gotten. They said to Jesus, Jesus, if only you arrived earlier, maybe Lazarus would have healed, would have lived, sorry. Now, Mary and Martha are not questioning the fact that Jesus has the power of healing, but because of what they know and the knowledge that they have in their minds from experiences is that when someone dies, that is pretty much it. The situation has gotten so much worse that they are now at a point in their challenge, in their obstacle, that there's no coming back because Lazarus has died. And partly because Lazarus has been dead for 4 days now. And according to some Jewish beliefs, it is believed that the spirit of a person who has died lingers around the grave or around the body for 3 days. 3 days. Now, Jesus stayed away for 4 days. Now, it seems like Jesus had done this for a purpose because he even says to the disciples in John chapter 11, verse 14, it says that, so he told them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And for your sakes, I am glad I wasn't there. For now, you will really believe. Come, let's go see him. And then later on, he says to Martha and Mary, and he says that I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live even after dying. Oh. Everyone who lives in me and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this, Martha? That's what he asked. That's the question he asked. And Martha finally said, yes, I believe in you. But Martha thought Jesus was talking about the resurrection afterlife. You know, when Jesus takes all of his people. That she probably thought of that type of resurrection. But she didn't understand that Jesus said that, hey, I am going to show you a new level of God's glory that you've never seen before. So now Jesus plans his trip so carefully and so meticulously that he makes sure that he cancels out any belief that the situation was solved because of this and this and this, plus this and this and this, and Jesus. No. He wanted to make sure that you cancel out all the possible options for why this situation was overcome. That's English, no? Yes, overcome. And that it was Jesus, God's power alone, that did this. Jesus now goes to the grave with Mary and Martha. And as soon as they get there, Mary starts to weep, and the people that were with Mary start weeping as well. Now, the Bible says that Jesus began to weep as well. Now, you ask yourself, why is Jesus weeping if he knows exactly what he's about to do in a few minutes? And this is because Jesus is not some emotionless person who doesn't understand the things that we go through. When he sees that you're going through challenges and you begin to mourn and you begin to go through a moment of grief, Jesus goes through that with you. When you experience joy, Jesus is there to be joyous with you. When you experience pain and grief, Jesus feels and experiences that pain with you. Now, he sees how much it is hurting Martha and breaking the hearts of the people that were with her, that he just feels so heavy in his heart that he just started weeping. And he knows what he's about to do, but Jesus feels your pain. He goes through it with you. Whatever you're going through right now, Jesus is there going through it with you. The Bible says that the Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and he saves those who are crushed in spirit. That's what the Bible says in the book of Psalms. Now, he feels their pain, and then he ends up saying, you know what, we have to do this thing. Then he says, tells the people, says, remove that stone. Then Mary goes, no, Jesus, wait. Lazarus has been dead for 4 days. His body is rotting and it smells. So she wanted to say that because of this situation, why are we opening up the grave? His body is rotting. What exactly are you going to do with a rotten body? And it's the same thing that we ask ourselves, what can God do with this rotting situation in my life? This situation seems so pulled apart, so decomposed, that it doesn't feel like my situation can get any better. But Jesus says, no, remove that stone. He says to Mary, didn't I say that if you believe in me, that you will experience the glory of God? You will see God's glory. Didn't I say that if you believe in me, you will see God's glory? Then he says, remove that stone. Now, that stone was an obstacle. Mary wanted to keep that stone there because behind it was a dead situation. And sometimes we may have similar stones in our life, you know. Now, in order for Jesus to resurrect Lazarus, the stone needs to be removed so that Lazarus may come out of the grave. Now, there are situations that God wants you to come out of, but there's a stone in front of you guys, and some of you, the stone may be procrastination because God has given you the power and the spirit to conquer your battles, but because of this stone or this obstacle of procrastination, you can't seem to get out of the grave. You feel trapped inside this grave. And others of you, it may be insecurities. Your insecurities are stopping you guys from getting out of that place of troubles, problems, whatever it may be, that place. So now eventually the tomb was open, and Jesus now goes and he thanks God for what is about to happen, because now Mary believes and she's about to see God's glory in a few seconds. Then Jesus decides he's gonna call out Lazarus's name. He says, Lazarus, come out, wake up, come to me. And then all of a sudden, I'm sure in this moment it was like a movie, and they were waiting. I'm sure even people who were not paying attention decided to turn. Is Jesus calling Lazarus? Is Lazarus not the dead guy? Wait, what is happening here? I'm sure the crowd even started building up because they're hearing Jesus is calling Lazarus, and we know that the person in there is Lazarus and he's dead. So what is happening? Now, they waited patiently, and Lazarus, there he's coming out of the grave, coming out of an open grave. there is Lazarus, and they untied him. Now, the special part about this scene in the Bible is that Jesus does not talk to death. Death is a spirit.
Yes, it is a spirit.
But Jesus doesn't talk to death. And just like another time when he was healing another man who couldn't walk, he didn't talk to the sickness and say, sickness, leave this guy. No. Jesus did something very special. I like how Jesus changes his methods sometimes. He says, Lazarus, stand up, come out. Come, walk to me. He talks to Lazarus, overriding the power that death has over Lazarus in that moment. The same way he spoke to the man who couldn't walk, he didn't say, be healed. He didn't say, sickness, go away. He said, stand up and walk. He's showing you that I have the power to override the current situation that you are in. I didn't tell the situation to go away. I said that you have the authority to do something that is more powerful than the situation itself. Guys, I hope you guys get this thing. The word of God is so powerful that even if you are in a situation, God has given you the authority and the power to do things that look like you don't have that situation in your life. You can do things that make it seem like that situation is not having an effect on you in your life because of the word of God. The Bible says that we will go through troubles and situations, but it doesn't say that we have to live a life that looks like it is being affected by these situations drastically. That guy couldn't walk. Jesus said, stand up. And he showed this person that the authority that I have, the words that are in my mouth, have the power to make you do things that seem like this problem is not in your life. And because this person stood up, that problem of not being able to walk had to submit to God's power. Even the death that was Lazarus at the time, Jesus spoke to Lazarus and he said, come out, walk. And death had to say, hey, yeah, it's Jesus speaking, what can you do? We have to release Lazarus. Go, take him, Jesus, take Lazarus. It's fine. We can't do anything about it. The Bible says that the same spirit who raised Jesus from the dead lives inside of you, meaning that the same way Jesus could override a situation by speaking, you have it as well. The Bible says we have the power of life and death on our tongues. We can speak to situations, or we can just override the situation and speak what we want to see. While we are going through certain things in our lives, there is no reason at all that when you are going through something that everything has to stop. There is no reason that has to happen. Yeah, sometimes we have to take time to mourn. It's important that you take time and assess what's going on. You know, just take time for your mental health and all these nice things, right? It's important that we do those things. But for some of us, we've been on the mountain for too long. God said to the Israelites, you guys have been on this mountain for too long. It's time to go, guys. You've mourned for too long. That's what he said to Samuel. You've mourned for too long. Take your oil and go anoint a king. So we can't stay in our situations for too long. The Bible says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, it doesn't say even though I stand or sit or sleep or stay there forever. We have to walk through the situations. We don't stand still. So Jesus is showing us through his methods that he is able to override situations by his words. The Bible says that in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That is a passage in the Bible that is talking about who Jesus Christ was, because later on it says, and the Word became flesh, dwelled amongst us. Jesus Christ is that Word. If we have him in our lives, inside of us, whenever we speak, we also push this spirit of life into people. The glory of God lives in us. The glory of God is such an amazing thing, because when you have God's glory and when you dwell in the secret place of the Most High, you are always under the shadow of his wings, meaning that wherever you go, you take the glory of God with you. The Ark of the Covenant that was stolen once by the Philistines was the presence of God. And when the wrong people steals the presence of God or tries to bring it into their vicinity, bad things start to happen. And then we see when the right people take the presence of God, those who are in right standing with him, we see blessings happen. David was so afraid of taking the Ark of the Covenant with him to his palace because of what he saw happen to someone who tried to catch it while it was falling, and that person died. And then said, hey, give it to that guy, let it go to his house. I'm worried. But when that person took it to his home because David didn't want it, the Bible talks about how much he was flourishing. He was being so blessed that David said, hey, bring that ark back. Bring, I want God's presence with me now. So when we have the glory of God with us, who now dwells in us through the Holy Spirit, every place that you go, things must change. You go to someone and you just shake their hand and their life transforms because the glory of God was with you. Peter walked in an alley and people started being healed by his shadow because he was covered by the shadow of the Almighty. He dwelled in the secret place and he lived under the shadow of God's wings. And therefore, wherever he went, there was just healing. There was transformation. And that's the same thing that Jesus wants from us. And that's what he's showing through this situation, that this is God's glory. And this is what I wanted to do in your life. So the moral of this video is to say that no matter how bad your situation gets, no matter what the worst case scenario of your situation may be, it will never, ever, ever, ever get too big for Jesus Christ to solve. There's nothing that God can't solve. Mary tried to factor in time into Jesus' power, but Jesus said that time and conditions don't matter for me. I can take a person from any bad situation and turn it into something good. He says to the disciples that I choose to lay down my life. No one can take it from me, and I can choose when to take my life back. And that is exactly what he did when he was on the cross. And he says that that same power that I have to do those things, you have too, and you will do much greater exploits. That's what he says, guys. The Bible is an amazing thing. It encourages us so much, guys. Believe it, that there is no situation that you go through that is too hard for God to solve. But anyway, this is the video that I had for you guys. I was reminding you guys to have faith. Have faith. Jesus said, if you have faith in me, you will see the glory of God. Didn't I say that if you believe in me, you will see the glory of God? That is what Jesus is saying. And he's saying that to you too as well. He's trying to remind you that even in your situations, they may be bad, and I'm there with you while you're going through what you're going through. I mourn with you. I feel your pain. And because I love you so much, I will fetch you from beyond the grave, if it means that. He loved Lazarus so much that he said, I have to show God's glory here today. I love him too much. I have to bring him back to life. He broke the laws of physics, of life, of everything. So God will also break the laws of whatever you are going through just to help you to show his glory in your life. So your challenges are not there to show that God has left you. No, it's not that. Sometimes Jesus just wants to show his glory through your challenges. Anyway, let me not talk too much. I'm done. This video has been done for a very long time. So anyway, thank you so much for watching this video. I hope that it has encouraged someone. And I hope that whatever you're going through, you're going to go and get into a room alone and pray and thank God that everything is sorted, that you have the victory. Jesus said that, fear not, I have conquered the world. Take heart, I have already won. I've already conquered this world. So after this video, wherever you are, get into a place whenever you have time. Thank God that you are going to see your situation through. Thank God for everything that he's done and for what he's about to do in your life and the glory that he's going to show through your situations. Whatever it may be, sickness, disease, whatever it may be that's going through, that you are going through, thank God that he is going to sort it out for you. All right, so that's the video that I had for you guys. So remember that your body is a ministry, and when people see you, they see a reflection of Jesus Christ. So is that what your body is saying to people? What is your body saying to us?